It's Friday, September 2nd, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Three Muslim leaders in Uganda, Tamir, Solomon, and Michael, recently converted to Christianity. Because of their newfound faith in Christ, they are now being hunted down by vengeful Muslims, reports International Christian Concern. When Tamir was baptized, the Muslims chased away his family of four and destroyed his home. Thankfully, a local pastor is taking care of Tamir and his family until they can find a more secure place to live. After Solomon gave his life to Christ and was baptized the same day, he and his family of five have been in hiding since he was once a teacher in the local mosque. Interestingly, Solomon came across a verse in the Quran that states that Muhammad is dead, and those who followed him are also dead. He compared it with John 14, verse 6, in which Jesus Christ said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Sadly, his Muslim friends and family are trying to hunt him down to kill him for converting to Christianity. And following the conversion of a third Muslim imam, Michael, and his wife, they face the same lethal threat. Thankfully, International Christian Concern is providing emergency food supplies for these three families. In a so-called unity rally in Maryland on August 25th, President Joe Biden, back from vacation,